Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer, and Tom LaGuevara on Resurrect the Republic. We also have Gary and Chris. Tom and Gary and Chris, back to you.
All right. Well, I was saying when we went to break that any government that asserts any right or authority or power that is superior to a single human being is a government that derives its authority from what I consider to be a supernatural source. And what I mean by that is a source that has superior powers to us or to you as an individual who is natural. It's also operating as a religion and demanding worship or obedience. It's establishing a religion in violation of the First Amendment, the Establishment Clause, a specific religion. It's called socialism. It's the new American religion. I urge all of you to Google that. Establishing itself as a pagan god. A god is anything or anyone that has supernatural powers or the powers over and above the natural man, which claims your allegiance and your obedience in the form of worship. Does that not sound familiar to many people that, you know, pure statists that you try and argue, you know, where do they derive their authority? Their authority is limited by that of its own creation. Their authority does not exceed our own. If it demands money, it's demanding tithes to a state-sponsored church. A religion is legally defined as the worship, meaning obedience towards superior beings who have supernatural powers. Supernatural has been turned into a word that we think of ghosts and goblins. Supernatural means over and above the natural beings, the natural man, the natural woman. That is what supernatural powers are. Now,
you know, Tom,
man's, what's that?
Well, I was just going to suggest that the issue that we deal with dealing with these principalities of evil, these so-called agencies under the federal system of the POTUS's creation of the so-called headless fourth branch, but it's not a fourth branch of governments without governments. And that's why they're lawless, because they're not bound by the change of the Constitution. They're bound by their public policies, which are all subjective and interpretive, and they modify them, codify them, change them at will, and give themselves the privilege to tell others the truth for any schemes or means they deem to be necessary or proper. In fact, there's quite a few case laws that tell you that you can't rely on anything government agents or employees tell you because they're not qualified to be witnesses to anything, and they're very unreliable, and they're not responsible if they tell you other than the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. You know, This state-sponsored religion that I'm talking about, it really is, it's just not possible. If we learn to approach this the way Christ taught us to approach it, Matthew 20 says that, "And when the 10 heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it,'" that's Betri, the king, "over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant, and whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life in a ransom for many." You know, the only type of government that God permits is one that serves him and the people, not the other way around. You know, we get this thrown back at us all the time. Adolf Hitler used it. U.S. senators have used it. The verse in Romans that tell you to be obedient to the ruling authority. Well, the ruling authority must be derived from the true sovereignty that is of God. If they are ungodly, then we really owe no allegiance to that creation. Isn't that right, Chris?
It's absolutely correct, Tom. In fact, it's a false god. When you put government as your god and you have to obey it instead of the true God, you're being an abomination to the Creator. And I don't think he'll be very happy with the people that do that.
No, I tend to agree with you there. And you know, some folks out there that listen to this show that don't believe as we do in our walk with Christ, you know, there are some that approach this strictly. I tell people, you know, the Bible is a dual source book of hidden wisdom. It is the book of the law. It is, I mean, we are all endowed by who? Who are we endowed by with certain inalienable, irrevocable, unremovable rights? But the Creator. And you know, it amazes me that in this day and age, we can see them tearing down the Ten Commandments off the walls of courthouses and actually trying to make a valid argument. And a lot of judges siding with them. It's insane. It's our moral tenet, but it's more than our moral tenet. It's the basis of the law from the Magna Carta, from the Declaration to the Articles to the Constitution itself, really more the Bill of Rights. You know, one of the things that I was reading when I was sitting in there, I got a hold of some writings by Mercy Otis Warren, who was an amazing founding mother and anti-federalist. I had to mention that. I just feel compelled to mention that. If any of you get an opportunity, if you're not familiar with the writings of Mercy Otis Warren, once you read what she's written, you will see in her writing the emergence of the Bill of Rights before the Bill of Rights came to be. Amazing stuff that I was exposed to in there. Let me see if I can pull something up for you here. You have to, you know, I am in the work release center, so I'm doing the best I can here. Let's see. Are you familiar with who I'm talking about there, Chris?
I have not heard of that writer, although I'm rather intrigued at her observations. If you elucidated on them, it makes her sound like someone we need to investigate and know better.
Great advantages are often attended with great inconveniences and great minds called to severe trials. She said that the waves have rolled upon me. The billows are repeatedly broken over me, yet I am not sunk down. I tell you what, that one statement, when I was sitting in solitary confinement, I wrote that out on a piece of paper and I taped it to my wall. The waves have rolled upon me, or admiralty law. The billows are repeatedly broken over me, yet I am not sunk down. Amazing. I highly recommend to everyone out there that if you're not familiar with Mercy Otis Warren, she's just absolutely incredible. But when you read her writings, you'll see the emergence of the Bill of Rights, which were not really a Bill of Rights. I think that was a clever way of phrasing it. I kind of tend to go with Patrick Henry with "I smell a rat." You know, it is the Bill of Restrictions. Anyway, I'm rambling on with this, but I if you go to thefederalistpapers.org. And look up Mercy Otis Warren. I think you'll all be very, very pleased at what you find. Anyway, folks, I hate to do this to you. Hold on a second. I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to have to leave very shortly. So I want to get Eric back at the helm. Okay, good. You're there. It's going to be only a matter of a few minutes before I have to go. So I just wanted to give you a heads up.
All right. Wow. It's amazing that you've been able to be on with us this long. It's great to have all of us together again. It really makes me really happy in this regard. Of course, there's many other sadnesses that are taking place within the witches' court system and in their subsequent prisons. And of course, when the witches' pension is invested in the witches' prison, witches' court will pack that prison mighty full, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, yep.
Yeah. It's very unfortunate. There's financial incentive in incarceration and admiralty law that usurps common law, and it should not be that way. The common law and the individual unalienable rights always usurp the communist, common, greater good. My God, the word common is everywhere. Beware of those words. Common, smart.
Common purpose.
Safe, secure. What's the other one? When
I hear
strong.
Core, I think of communist core.
Communist core, common purpose, communitarianism.
I was told by a couple of, there are some parents that have concerns about, there's the projects, being given to the students in the classroom in some of the schools in Western New York. One of the English class, there was an English class and a business class, and the topic in English was to pick a country from around the world and review and analyze their incarceration system, their witches court, their rate of arrests, and of course, don't look up the road at your own witches court that's destroying people's lives. And the business class topic was military. Pick a branch of the military and do a review and the history and what their motto is and blah, 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 blah. Witches court overseas and military. Prison, military, prison, military. That's what it was. It was a prison study in English class. Overseas prisons, what does that have to do with English? No wonder Americans are really stupid and can't speak and can't understand anything and throw their hands up in the air when they hear something that's actually truthful or enlightening. Because the English classes are focusing on the witch's prison system overseas. Not here. Okay, there's globalization for you. And the business course is military, 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 witches, prison, military, army, prison, prison, army. Your only two options, kids, are army and prison. And that's really, unfortunately, what it's coming down to, because I know in New York State, the communist government is taxing small businesses right into oblivion. Stores are closing all over the place. There's no return of any economy. Yeah, okay, you're going to see some of the multinational corporate whores start hiring people. And all of a sudden, a lot of these jobs that are supposedly being created, you mark my words, they're going to be H-1 visas from people coming in from all over. And that's fine. We can take some people. We can't take all people. What are you going to do, sink the ship by putting 6 billion people in the U.S.? It can't happen. So there has to be, and the wall's never going to work. The Trump administration must have known full well about Glenn Spencer's American Border Patrol setup, which was sonic sensors placed strategically on high peaks along the border. Wouldn't take very many of them because they can triangulate and set them up in a grid pattern so they can, you know, every square inch would be covered, wouldn't require any wall, wouldn't require any barbed wire fence, nothing. You wouldn't have to do anything. It would stop, and it detects, and you can calibrate it to see the difference between a deer and a man or a woman. And it worked great. Cheap, $40 million, which is cheap by standards. No, but they're going to spend billions and billions on a wall. It's not going to work, and it's never going to transverse the whole border anyway. You can't go over many of those ranges there. If I'm wrong, Chris, correct me, but there's some mountain areas there. You're not going to build any walls on them. Are they pretending that the people aren't going to cross over the mountains? What do they think? You know, I mean, it's a scam, no?
Well, not only that, there's a more important context. There used to be a song by the 5-man electrical band called Signs. Signs, signs, everywhere a sign. They put up the fence to keep people out or to keep people in. That's the concern I have.
Well, let's just for one second. Why do you think it is that all of these people, they're not, you know, they're coming in wanting to change our culture and take over. Why do you think these people are flooding here? They're flooding here for of course. And here's the thing. You want to create a wall? Here it is. Enforce the law, and if they're not part of the body politic, and if they weren't part of that body politic, they don't get the benefits. If you cut off the teat, then the problem goes away. You don't essentially need a wall to prevent what it is that's been trying to be prevented. All you need to do is cut them off of that government teat. And here's the problem with that is that the new American civil religion wants everybody on their benefits. They want everybody on the government dole. That's the point.
No money, no honey.
There you go.
Well,
I mean, that's my solution. That's my solution to the wall.
that's 50% of it. But you got to go after the corporate employers, small, medium, and large, that are dangling the candy out for these migrants to come. And because a lot of them actually do want to work. And so the percentage that wants to go on the government dole does need to be cut off. You're right. And at the same time, and this is where Trump is lacking, he's never going to go after the corporate forces that employ these migrants illegally coming here illegally in violation of our immigration policy, which has to be in place. Otherwise, we're just going to turn into something that is not going to resemble anything that anybody wants to come here for. You know, they're ruining the golden, killing the goose that lays the golden egg supposedly is no solution. It's just stupid. And of course, but people are stupid from all over the world, and especially here in America. Look what we've let come into power, the entire communist manifesto sitting in place. So it's a two-pronged problem here. Cut off the government welfare nipple and cut off the corporate crack supply of free labor to the corporate forces that want to employ these. And Trump will never do it because he's got too many buddies in the corporate world. He's a corporatist. This is why you're never going to see any real fundamental restoration or resurrection of the republic. It's just going to be crumbs here and a little bone there. And once again, the analogy is, I think, really, this is a good one. It's like taking an Olympic-sized swimming pool, reaching in, taking out two drops of water, and saying that you made a difference. That's about the equivalent of what Trump is doing with his few little things that he's supposedly doing that are positive. The rest is a complete nightmare. It looks to me like nothing more than year number 9 of the Obama administration.
Well, you know, I look at the office of the presidency. I first it was in my day on radio, it's Bush, and then Obama. Then we're looking at Clinton. It's the office and how it's being executed that we really take issue with. It's, you know, I don't know. When it comes to this socialism, you look at these Antifa, right? Antifa. This is the next manifestation of mind control that's coming out. Do you see them at the doors of Apple protesting? Now, here's a multinational corporation who does business all over the world, hires people. Communication companies that are trying, right? You won't see them protesting these companies that hire that build factories and industries over in China, over in communist China, taking American jobs over there. You won't see them protesting over there, but they'll be walking around with their damn iPhones and their Chinese made goods and going shopping for Chinese made, and all the while turning around and calling libertarians and people who lean to the right fascist. Look at this divide and conquer Hegelian dialectic insanity that's going on. I hope people really aren't falling. This is why I don't get involved in even looking at the individuals in that office anymore. It's not the individuals. It's the office, and it's the Hegelian dialectic dividing us. We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. And won't you listen if you can't say anything real nice? It's better not to talk at all, that's my advice. We're split, you go your way, I'll go mine, it's best we do. Here's a kiss and I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Well, it makes no difference how I carry on. You remember, you can't talk about me when I'm gone, girl a kiss. I hope that this makes her do the boogaloo. Makes no difference how I carry on. Won't you remember? Please don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me. Please don't talk about me when I'm you to talk about me. Don't say a mumbling word about me when I'm gone. I'm gone.
Beautiful. How can you not love that? Sammy Davis Jr., 1966. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tom had to split the scene, baby. So he's going to join us again tomorrow. You're stuck with Eric and Chris and Gary for the next 30 minutes. Thanks for joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're going to have another break coming up in a couple of minutes between now and then. Let's see how fast I can dig out my briefcase here. So it was really nice to hear from Tom. Urge people to stay tuned. He's going to be bringing a lot of interesting stuff back to this broadcast, you know, that was lacking when I was doing it. I brought my own thing and my own flavor, my own research. Hope everybody has appreciated that. I wanted to read some highlights, some headlines regarding, okay, now we hear that Trump's going after the pedophile networks, right? Let me see if I can find this. And here we go. Now, I don't know how many of these articles. I do actually have some of these articles printed out, but I'm going to read you some of the headlines, and it's not pretty. Pope Francis claims 8,000 pedophile priests are at large. Vatican: Cardinal Pell is just one out of 8,000 pedophile priests. Vatican cover-up: pedophile priest who raped 30 children, giving them HIV/AIDS.
Pope Francis, priests rape children, Vatican overrun with pedophiles. Pope Francis claims 8,000 pedophiles, huge pedophile ring discovered with clear ties to Pope Benedict. Pope Francis says pedophilia is an overblown right-wing conspiracy. And the recent one, and these are from Your Newswire, and I kind of like what they have over there. It's pretty objective. They're focusing on the real problem, which is the vicars and the archbishops, which control your judges and your senators. There's no question about it. I've seen the surrogate courts in upstate New York just be completely, absolutely, totally controlled by the vicar general. The courts give them everything. Let me see if I can pull this up here. Pope Francis, pedophilia is an overblown right-wing conspiracy. Oh, really?
That's not the Pope calling the kettle black, isn't it?
Yeah, speaking with Uruguay's El País newspaper, Pope Francis responded angrily to a question about why the Catholic Church has now spent over $4 billion, with a B as in boys, $4 billion on child abuse settlements, saying, "We've done it because we've paid out that money because there is an overblown, these are his words, because there is an overblown right-wing conspiracy designed to harm the church." He's talking about us.
And blaming the pedophile.
Now, he admits there's 8,000 pedophile priests at large, and it goes all the way to the very top. Cardinal Pell was an assistant to this pope at the highest level. Asked if he was suggesting that the Catholic priests embroiled in the child abuse cases were all innocent victims of a conspiracy and the children are lying, liberal Pope Francis changed the direction of the conversation and said, quote, this is Pope Francis now, he says, quote, "Humanity must become more tolerant about different types of love." The interaction, isn't that nice? Isn't that, what a great pope, huh? Someone call in and justify this. Anybody out there? I hear music. That means break. We'll be right back. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right, yes, everything's all right, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Never you're not far bed out. Then you feel everything's all right, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment's sweet.
Welcome back, guys. Joining us on Resurrect Republic with Tom Lacabara and Eric the Freedom Screamer. We also have Terry and Chris. Appreciate them joining us. We're going to get to Jody in Michigan. We have a caller on the line. We'll be joining her in a second. I just want to kind of wrap up this one specific article. So he says that humanity must become more tolerant about different types of love. So I guess that means, oh, and he also said that it says here, the interaction between the pontiff and Uruguay's national newspaper is just the latest example of the Pope turning upside down the biblical teachings. Just a week ago, Pope Francis was caught on radio attempting to steer his flock away from Jesus Christ, telling listeners that Jesus turned into Satan. He goes on accusing Jesus, quote,
of debasing himself up to the point of totally annihilating himself. That's Pope Francis's take on Jesus. Pope Francis spread further doctrine that Jesus Christ, quote, made himself the devil. This is the Pope saying this. Jesus Christ, quote, made himself the devil, the serpent, for us. Sounds like a false prophet to me. Best case scenario. He goes on to say, having a personal relationship with Jesus is dangerous and very harmful. He said on the speech on June 25th. These statements are quite satanic, it makes the commentary. In July, Pope Francis told the Italian newspaper La Repubblica. Oh, that's good. They got the Republic going there. La Repubblica. Sorry, my Italian sucks, but hey, that's close. Pope Francis told La Repubblica that the United States of America has a, quote, distorted vision of the world, end quote, and that Americans must be ruled by world government as soon as possible, quote, for their own good. Thanks, Daddy. A week before, he also called for a one-world government with political authority, quote, for the good of humanity. He's a Jesuit. We're going to have to read the Jesuit oath here coming up pretty soon. Jody in Michigan, how are you tonight? How you doing, Jody?
Hello?
Yep,
hi.
You're on air. You're on the air. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just guess you said something about the pontiff there, and it just pushed my buttons, and instant anger just came forth. And I would really love to see to blow this Leviathan out of the water for once and for all, to see somebody put together a website and to have it so that people who wanted to participate, who were victimized by pedophiles, like I was, to put information on there to give statistics as a statistical form of data, a database, and let it be put on state by state, even country by country, because this is global. And, you know, not that I'm into globalism, but I know that this goes on globally. I mean, it could start in this country, and maybe somebody from another country would want to, you know, catch on and do the same thing with their country. We don't have
to do it for
another country. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. What a good idea. There should be networking. Mm-hmm.
You know, and have people say, you know, okay, this person had this relationship to me, whether it was a family member, a neighbor, a friend, or somebody I did not know, or a friend of a friend. And if the people felt comfortable, even start naming names.
Oh, it has to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This would blow this Leviathan right out of the water. And if they felt to go further, who knew about it and didn't do anything about it?
Well, that's where the legions of and the layers of protection, you know, all the police departments that protect the upper pedophiles,
right.
All the legal
people,
that protects
people know
support,
people
which
who,
is court.
People who are victimized. People who are victimized by this, they know, you know, who knows and who doesn't, okay? And they can state factually. And you know what? They try to say, you know, that people make this stuff up. And some people do, from what I understand. But I'll tell you what, children, you know, in their heart of hearts, if they are truly victimized, they do not make this up. You know, it's age inappropriate, number one, and it's got to be taught to them, number two. And that's how children know about this. And it's, you know, I'm so saddened. I mean, I this happens to women. It happens to men, little boys, little girls. I mean, my own brother, it happened to him. And I didn't find out about it until the day of his funeral when he committed suicide. I had to mourn like two deaths for him. I had to mourn his death, and then I had to mourn for his life. All the years that I didn't know that happens to my little brother. And that I wasn't able to protect him. because I didn't know about it. Because this is, you know, it puts such shame on people. And you think, you know, like I did, I used to think I was the only one in the world that this ever happened to. For years and years and years, I thought that. You know, and you know, the shame isn't on the victim. It's on the people who are victimizing the victim.
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to expose here, absolutely. And we appreciate you at least we're willing to come forward and another testimonial people. I mean, can anybody, I mean, the guy's saying that you don't need to have, it's dangerous to have a personal relationship with the Lord. You got to have the Jesuit hierarchy out of Rome. How can people look at this stuff? I can't believe the masses and the legions of morons and idiots that sit out there nodding their head. Wow, they really just do only want to see a king or some kind of fancy figure, and I think that's why the elites know. If they put up enough stained glass and big buildings with a lot of gold leafing and the beautiful paintings by Michelangelo and the huge doors and, you know, all the pomp and circumstance, people are going to fall in love with the whole thing instead of remembering what it's all about. I just drove by a town park and it was very sad. I mean, there must have been 150 Christmas trees decorated all over the front lawn, and I realized that people are just focusing too much on the trees and the shopping and the travel and the getting together. It's not about, I'm sorry to break the news to people, but the holidays are not about getting together with family. It's about giving thanks and worship and gratitude and honoring the Creator's birth as he came here in the flesh, as Gary says. So
it's a big distraction.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call. Jody, thanks for the call. Check in with us again. You always bring such good information. And we appreciate it. Anybody else wants to join? We only got a few minutes left. We got about 10 minutes left. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You can see how it affected Jody's family, and it has affected so many families. And the only database that I have come, I haven't really done my thorough, you know, trying to look under every disgusting, you know, around every dark corner, but it seems the only one database right now is one put out by the church, which is, it's called Bishop's Accountability or something like that. And it purports to do the right thing, you know, and expose this. But it never is. You don't put the fox in charge of the hen house. It's not the way it goes. You're never going to get everything out there. That's why having this Jesuit hitman, Peter King, masquerading as a Republican congressman from New York, is so extremely dangerous. He was the one that rammed through the Patriot Act and did all the big pushing and the arm twisting and the pressuring and the holding, you know, the hammer over people's head at certain times and holding the carrot out and saying, hey, we'll give you this, that, or a third. At other times, you know, if they can't get them with the bribery, then they give them with the threats, and the threats don't work, and then they start pushing, pulling out the control file, and you become an Anthony Weiner or Roy Moore, who most likely very well did what they're being accused of. And at the time the system wants to take them out of the picture, out comes the control file and all the witnesses from the past. And just the smear campaign alone can ruin a lot of people's careers. So I don't like to buy into the lie, but I know that almost all of these high-level people in both political parties, I don't care if it's Roy Moore or Hillary Clinton, they all pretty much play by the same book. They're all hitting on young people. They're all obsessed with sex and the things of the earth and those earthly things, that mammon, of course, that thing that takes us away from, you know, righteous life and doing good acts and righteous deeds. And it just takes people down just into just a complete disgusting nightmare for all of us, because these are the people in power and in charge right now. Here's the picture of Cardinal Pell. Man, he just reeks like he looks all over his face. And he's got just arrested. Can I get to that article tonight? You know what? I'll do one tonight. I got five or six of them. And these are just off one wire service. It's just one good, decent site that had a good, it had a good overview article of, you know, the highlights of what the guy says. These aren't most, this is not, there's very little. I tried to jump over the commentary because I can do enough of that on my own self. Thank you very much. But I tried to stick to what the Pope says. Quote, having a personal relationship with Jesus is dangerous and very harmful. Now, how does that jibe with anything to do with Christ or the Christian church or anything at all? And, of course, the one thing that you see the priests occasionally doing is coming out against abortion. Well, of course they don't want abortion. They need you born so they can slap a stock certificate on your rear end and put you in an assessed you trust, dead until you claim yourself alive, and put an insurance policy on your head. By the time you're 30, maybe 40 years old, you're worth maybe 30, 40 million. And it's about time then they kill you off through the GMO food. That's why cancer's going through the roof, and people are really dying much earlier than they did in the past. All this technology and life, people are getting sick very early and very with big things, cancer, leukemia, massive infections if they go into the hospital. What was that again, Mike? Rhonda? Okay. Well, let's go to the caller since we're coming up toward the end of the show. We don't have much time. We'll get right to our caller. Is it Ron in Nevada?
How are you?
And I'd just like to bring up the fact that having to have left the United States of America to obtain the truth in many areas of life, that the United States government has knowingly, willingly, intentionally, fraudulently kept from the American public. I'm in the process of preparing with many individuals from, quote, around the world to unite people. And we're going to be in the process of developing over 20,000 acres of private land in three states. And all of this land will be developed without one penny of government money, so we the people can do what is correct within that private community without any form of public governmental interferences of any type, so that we the people can do what is correct amongst each other within that private community without any public de facto jurisdictional interference. And I'll be sharing more as things progress, and I've just recently introduced a, quote, international banker to the individual's son who is the one that acquired over 20,000 acres of land and will be in the process of accomplishing this and has asked me to be a part of it because of what I've had to do both for myself from a very young age and using my private constitutional rights on my 18th birthday to file a pro se sub juris lawsuit just to obtain records that were being denied to me from a medical facility due to their covering up and their fear of the truth that I found on my own without any public de facto governmentally controlled education, ending up in the New England Journals of Medicine without a license to practice. And I'm looking forward to doing what is right for all Americans within the country if they're interested in using world knowledge versus one country's knowledge. I look forward to sharing more in the future.
Well, do you have are you an online resource at all there, Ron?
At the moment, the only thing I'm using is my email, as I'm keeping everything private, and okay. It's for that reason. So I am going to, the reasons why, even though this radio station is on the Internet Airlines, we all know what the government is doing. So what I'm going to intentionally do to protect all parties, I'm going to like to do some form of private membership only. That way there can't be any form of intrusion and or interference with our private and sovereign constitutional rights to contracts amongst each other so that we can truly make the difference and change things and keep private private and keep public public, and there can't be any form of interference. So I'll have to communicate things in such a fashion from this day forward to truly do what is right for all people. And it's going to have to be done that way, just as I've been invited to private conventions that are not allowed to be opened to the public here in Nevada, because if these conventions were to be, quote, opened to the public, our fake statutes would define it as interfering with commerce.
And plus you get infiltrators up the wazoo. Why don't you do this? Use this broadcast. It sounds great. I might be interested in a membership in that as well. You feel free to use this broadcast to come out and offer whatever information and details. As I understand what you're going through, you need to kind of talk a little bit as we go, so to speak. You don't want to blow the whole plan, but it sounds like more or less self-governing counties with your own charter based on constitutional common law or whatever, how you want to set it up. And
yeah.
It sounds like you're going down the right path of self-governance, and that's what it's all about. So, Ron, feel free to keep us updated as we go along through, as you go on through your journey and you build restore these areas of liberty, so to speak. Share it with our listeners, because we'll all be interested in that for sure.
I'm looking forward to it, because united we stand, divided we fall. The more parties that come back together privately, we all win.
There you go. Good work, my friend. Thank you for being such a serious activist. Now, there's a guy who's getting her done. Yep, good job.
I didn't have a choice. Thank you very much.
All right, take care, my friend. Thanks for calling in, and great work. That's really getting her done. That's what I like to hear. He's got a plan. He's going through with it. They're making it happen. It's private for now to keep the infiltrators out. But he'll come on this broadcast once again. I appreciate him feeling comfortable about coming here to share his information. He's right. I think he's sounds like he's on the right track there. So good work, Ron. Any comments on that, Chris? You're in Nevada. Wouldn't it be nice to have some self-governing counties? Now, I don't know. You know, Nevada's tough, but so are all the states. I mean, you're going to run into resistance from the witches court and the vicars and et cetera and the three-letter agency, wherever you go. So, but certain states are better than others. What do you think about the self-governing county, Chris? It all comes down to self-governance, does it not? Chris in Las Vegas. We may have lost Chris. So we got a couple minutes left, about 5-6 minutes. I want to encourage people to support the network. It was really nice to hear. Now I know why we couldn't get John Lamb wasn't going to be coming on tonight, because after here, poor John has completely lost his voice. It sounds like he's run himself right into the ground. You want to talk about devotion, so let me just give him a plug and thank him for all the. He likes to come on here live and in person if he can, but I imagine it takes a lot out of you, and that's just not his voice that's wearing out. He's going to be completely physically tired and drained right now, so he needs his rest, and we want him to be in top playing condition, so to speak. So it was at least we got the update on what's going on out there. It seems like things are going as best as they can for the accused, you know, all things considered with the modern witches court. It could be a lot worse. Obviously, it's bad, and we don't stop ever talking about that, I know, to the point of you know, which that sometimes we obsess with it. But where else are the atrocities being committed? Your own people, patriotic people, men and women alike, being locked up in these Nisi Prius courts under admiralty law, completely void of any jurisdiction, even under their own witches' procedurals, 12, usually Section 12 of them, and many others. And of course, once they put in the words or judicial discretion, or, you know, they put these little open-ended caveats in there that are only a few words, but they leave the whole thing open to whatever the judge thinks that their discretion should be. And it's not done to keep protocol and etiquette in the court to have a fair and even playing field. It's meant to destroy the patriots, let's be honest. You know, telling people they can't hold the Bible above their waist, that's absurd. Telling people they have to turn their pocket constitution around backwards if it's in their pocket, that's off the chart. It's completely insane. Cuckoo's nest. One flew over the cuckoo's nest type deal. Bad. They're completely whacked out of their brains, as the modern witches are. And they're convinced it's legal because they're attorney whore, prostitute, inbred hillbilly, freak moron brethren in the same... fellow demons in the legislature, fellow attorneys, passed the statute that says it's okay now, go rape people, take their property, it belongs to the state, steal their car, no more right to travel, permission to open a business, shut them down if they don't dot their I's and cross their T's, and witches court enforces the whole thing, and we got boarded up businesses all over the place. Small town America is dying. Trump is perfectly happy converting young people. Watch the STEP initiative signing 13 minutes long at the Oval Office. Every globalist minion, every globalist concept, every globalist action, every globalist phrase and little words, like there's some very powerful people here planting those little seeds. And it's just all the 6 points of the education manifesto, let's call it, which was written by, oh gosh, the name is slipping me now. It was, what was the name? Who wrote the education standards that out of the, it was a Harvard professor that John Taylor Gatto talked about in one of our Does anybody have the name on top of it? I want to say Hessler or something like that. I know I'm getting my names crossed. But every one of the globalist agenda platforms regarding education was completely fully satisfied and met by Trump's, I mean, one globalist thing after another. Spending our money like it's going out of style. If it was his money, he'd be freaking out. $200 million, oh, it's nothing, it's peanuts, we need more. Yeah, right, like he'd be saying that if it was his money. Oh, no, but go, he'll come in and spend somebody else's money to globalize your children, put them all in little communist red T-shirts while they're visiting the White House. Their parents probably sent them with nice clothes, the best they could do, to go appear at the president's. I mean, even if the guy's a piece of crap and a scumbag and a lying Freemason idiot that's trying to think his good Mason, bad Mason is going to bring us back the Republic. I mean, even still, you still want to wear a nice shirt or pants or something. And they're all there in red T-shirts that say STEM on the front. They're little communist shirts about to be plugged in. And what does he do? I'd like to introduce my daughter, Ivanka. And she says, oh, I'm so happy. I'm going to align the needs of the business world with what the little children are being taught. Great. She's going to take human flesh and plug it into matrix-like positions like a little pieces of electricity that are either going to go into the corporate health system or try to be free and wind up getting charged with something in the circuit court. Yeah, notice the word charge and the word circuit are both electrical terms. They are truly using the young and the middle and the old aged people as nothing more than gears in a giant wheel to keep the money trickling up. There's no trickle-down economics. It's everything, as far as I can see, trickles up from us up the chain, and they've got it structured almost perfectly in an evil way, that every penny, if you're a hard-working person, you know, every penny you make is going to get chewed up by rent, car payments. You'd be lucky if you can float your own place, a car, insured, everything, you know, unless you have some kind of, you know, large saving or a huge investment or a pension or something. But if you've just been struggling all your life, it's stacked. I'll never forget talking to one of my neighbors down here, and their elderly relative has gone into a nursing home, and she had some assets and a portfolio and some property and this and that, and everything tumbled up on one side was like the, you know, the what she had, and then there was all the other side, the bills and the doctor stuff and the payments of this and the insurance and the taxes and blah, 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 and all over there. And it was a big pile. It wasn't, it was a, you know, a big stack of credits and debits, so to speak. And it's a whole thing at the end of every month. She has $50 left. That could not be by accident. That has to be on purpose. It has to be by design. It is by design. Nothing's changing in this year, number 9 of the Obama administration. We'll see you tomorrow on Resurrect the Republic. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, John Lamb. Thank you, Mike on the board. Thank you, Mike Herzog. Thank you, Lori Anderson. Thank you to all the listeners and callers. We'll see you tomorrow on the RBN Network.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.